Welcome to the Juju's Bizarre Podcast. I'm your host, Juju Fevery. And as we know, welcome to the marketplace of my mind. Yes. And obviously, as you guys know, this is a podcast about really based on the idea where everyone in the world has told me that I'm anything but ordinary. So this podcast is dedicated to finding different ways on trying to be ordinary, man. And I'm really trying to be ordinary. I don't know, man. This shit is a little bit, it's getting much. It's getting a little too much, man. Like, I had a, man, it's been interesting. Interesting few weeks. I mean, in a little bit, I'm getting ready to fly out to Austin. Yeah. Getting excited to fly out to Austin because, you know, I'm going to be trying to do some comedy over there and then hanging out with my boys, you know, over there, hanging out with a few comics, just getting to know the layout, seeing what's good, what is up over there. So I'm excited to do that. I'm very excited to do that. And a little odd observation today. It was an odd conversation. A few weeks ago, I was talking to my brother about spirituality, man. Spirituality. God. When you say that word now, it just has such a weird connotation to it now. Like, everyone's like, when you hear someone's like, I'm spiritual, you're like, I hate you. Or it's like, oh my God, what's your sign? I don't know, man. I can't even tell you what is true or what is real, what is not true, what it is about spirituality. But you see, I'm a Haitian man, you know, and I can tell you one thing or another. Spirituality doesn't come so easy, you know. Like, you just don't wake up one day and you just say, hey, I'm a spiritual person now. Or it's like, hey, I had an experience with drugs and alcohol and all this stuff. It's like, all of a sudden, I'm spiritual now. That's not exactly how that works, I feel. I feel like spirituality is something that we can't even comprehend in the sense of being humans. I think it goes deeper than us. Because the reason why, and the number one reason why, I don't believe us humans to be completely spiritual is that we poo. Yeah. We poo. Have you seen anything of a spiritual nature, poo or pee or poo, ever? No. No, we don't see that at all. We don't see any of that. That's why it's so interesting to me. Like, when you look back, right, like Jesus Christ, like we go back through Jesus Christ, he was Jesus. Jesus was a man, right? There's documents of him being a literal man. Right, along the earth, everything like that. Whether he was Jewish, we don't know. Whether he was Christian, we don't know. Whether he was Buddhist or something that's not true, we don't know. Or we say we do know, as most of us will say based on facts. But as I see it now, generally speaking, we don't know if that guy was, you know, was he con-arting us, man? Let's really be real. Like, this guy had 12 disciples. 12! 12 whole disciples. And let me tell you something. I'm Christian. I'm letting you know I'm Christian. But I'm taking a step back, looking at it from the lens of everything. Because I believe in a God, but I don't even know. You know, I'm just trying to take a step back. All right? I'm trying to take a step back, look look away from the rose-colored glass windows that makes me, and just see it from what may or may not be. You know what I mean? And I'll tell you what. If you look at it, Jesus could have been one of the most interesting, probably the first celebrity. If you really think about it, he could have been the real first celebrity. Like, my dude had 12 disciples, 12 boys, 12 disciples. You know what that means? That means that literally any word of mouth. I'm not saying that there were millions of people, but if you got 12 people back in those days, I mean, you could run something. It was the internet before the internet. Like, you know how many times, like, I would have to cover for my boy because he's out there in the strip club or something, and his girl calls him, and I have to be like, oh, no, he's with me. Oh, he's with me. You don't think those disciples were doing that for Jesus? Where they were just like, yo, my boy can turn water into wine. You're telling me he wasn't doing that? And you're telling me all of his disciples wasn't just like, bro, my boy can walk on water. Yo, they were hyping Jesus up. Because the 12 disciples, partially could have been Jesus' hype man, man. Right? And then what happened next? Before he became Jesus, before he became the one, right? In the Christian Testament, or in the Christian book, in the Bible, I'm not sure if it was Old Testament or New Testament. It could have been either. Maybe New. Probably the start of New. Maybe. My dude went in to a tomb, was there for 3 days straight. No water, no food, just 3 days. And then he rose and rose again, apparently. He came back to life again as Jesus Christ. So my boy was Jesus, then he became Jesus Christ. Doesn't that sound kind of David Blaine-esque to you, you know? Doesn't that kind of sound interesting in that sense? Like my boy started doing the craziest stuff. And then all the Jews were like, yo, he's got to chill out. He's like, we gotta watch your man. You got to look for him, you know? Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. Like, because if you look at it now, right, the internet is so compelling. When I'm looking at it now, like, the internet is so compelling of what's going on. Because we are now in this weird metaverse space where there is reality as we know it, the reality of the internet, and somewhere in between where people will be like, hey, you know what? I see something on the internet. Let me go see something else outside. Maybe that's actually real. Like, you don't know how many times I would see, like, hey, yo, come to this restaurant. This has so many stars, blah, blah, blah. And then you go there, and then it's a rough estimate. Okay, maybe restaurants are not a good example. Maybe it could be more or less like, you know, those date spots. Like, you know, if you're like, oh, if you're just trying to look to take someone on a date here in this city, in Nomad's Land, whether you're in Austin, whether you're in New York, whether you're in LA, whether you're in Idaho, please take your girl to this number one date spot. It is going to be ridiculously expensive, but you're going to see some cool art, and you're going to obviously go up there intoxicated. It's very similar to that almost. Like the whole Jesus Christ thing. Like, it could be some really good adage or some really good marketing, man. The boy walked on water. I've tried to walk on water. I've tried. And I'll tell you what. I've done it. If you get a really good running start and you run on top of the water, just splash, 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 run that foot real fast like the road runner, you can get at least 3 steps. I max out at 3 steps. I've never seen anyone take 4. I try to get to the 4th step. Then I'm in with the 4th step. My whole balls are in there. My whole top balls, everything is in there after the 4th step. I mean, what is that? You know? And so again, right? My point is, again, with spirituality, looking at from time, from what, using Jesus Christ as an example, or just using anything like that, the only way something can be spiritual if they don't pee or poo. My man came in as Jesus Christ. Your boy definitely was a trickster, definitely was doing stuff. He definitely had 12 disciples. He definitely had his boys helping him out. But guess what? He could pee or poo. But then 3 days came afterwards. 3 days came over. And you know what? He was in that tomb just thinking. And spiritual awakening happened. And you guess what? Your man doesn't pee or poo. Am I wrong? I can't be wrong about this. The Dalai Lama. Apparently he's enlightened. He's an enlightened man. Apparently he also sucks tongues. But that's a whole other idea. I don't know if there's two are associated. Can you be enlightened? And also, can you be sucking little boys' tongues? Not sure if the two are equated, but all I'm saying is that if you're looking at the enlightened person, even he pees and poo. They got a whole ashram. I forgot what it's called, a Buddhist temple, a whole Buddhist temple, a whole temple dedicated to monks who pee and poo and doesn't submit to certain behaviors, until recently where he had to step into the limelight and now everyone's like, oh my God, and he sucked this little boy's tongue. And what's crazy is I'm not even sure he asked the boy to suck the tongue. I don't even know about that. That's crazy. But I gotta be honest with you. If with someone the name Dalai Lama, I mean, all respect your holiness, man. I respect. I mean, I don't even know now. I mean, he is sucking on a boy's tongue. That is a crazy thing. He did do that. But shit, man, you can't be going around sucking boys' tongues. You know, you just can't be doing that. So that's one of the things, man. And I'm trying to be ordinary about this. I'm trying to be ordinary. I'm trying to figure out how to get to that plane, you know. I was looking online today. And they were just like, hey, you know what you should do? You should drink a glass of water before bed. That's what they tell you to do. Drink a glass of water before bed. But guess what your boy does? Your boy opens up Netflix and is like, I'm hungry. Orders like 5 burgers. Just because. Not literally 5 burgers. But I, you know, just like order things like fast food because it's like, yo, this is going to knock me out. What's going to knock you out better? Because when I drink a glass of water, I feel stimulated and ready to go. I feel like, I feel like all my ions are ready to zip, zoom, zoom. Even though water is a neutral base, it's not putting me to soup. It's putting me back to neutral. But can I survive? Can I survive a double-decker Big Mac with bacon on it? No. No, I can't suffer that. I can't survive that. That shit's gonna knock me out in 3 seconds. I promise you that. I promise you. You know? But it's been hard to be ordinary, man. I'm trying to enter this world of like working out better, you know? Trying to be more positive about things. I'm trying to look at the identities of people and trying to meet people in the middle about stuff, you know? I think we're gravitating to it, like this weird world where everyone doesn't want to compromise. And your boy is willing to comp, bro. Man, am I a sub, bro? Am I subbing to everyone in the world? But I think a compromise, right? In game theory, it's what you want the best. It's like it's been told. I mean, you can advantageously have more, but then it's like, can you, I mean, why? When everyone can win, when everyone can eat, that's the best. But I don't know, man. I don't know. Been doing a lot of shows, though. I mean, your boy's been getting out there. He's been seeing the stars, seeing the moon, and the stars are getting closer. Feels like every day they're getting closer and closer every day, man. And after the show, went to this bar and met this girl. And dang, is that an interesting thing. Human, female, male, heterosexual dynamics, I feel like are about to go outdated, man. Are about to just lose its steam. Because have you seen people in the LGBTQA? They seem like they got that shit figured out. Like, emotionally, they're just like, ugh, heteros. But then, when they look at each other, they're like, alright, what you got? Are we gonna make this work, Doug? Or are you not gonna make this work, Doug? You know? They just seem to have this science or math, and they still, of emotions. When now, with the internet, bro, it's kind of destructive on the heterogeneous market, man. Like, I don't know. I was out with this girl, and a good comic friend of mine, and we were just out there, and he was hanging out with her sister, and I was hanging out with her. And there's just this weird, unnerving edge where it's like the jumping that Rubicon or crossing the Rubicon of being like, hey, let's hang out after this. I don't want, it's like, and this is me, like, obviously you could go and really make your move at the bar, be the man, be everything. But you know what's crazy about it now? It's kind of like this sense where you, a lot of dudes and a lot of ladies, they want to really, like, they're so suspect of everyone now because of the internet, man. They're so suspect. Like, if you go on Hinge, people will be like, oh, yeah. Like, there's so many, like, ridiculous things you can find if you're going on dating apps like Hinge or, like, really freaking Hinge or Tinder, all these crazy things. Like, I'm dead serious. like one of the things, like I'm reading one right now. One of them is just like, dating me is like a never-ending dad joke. Why is that a prompt? And what is that supposed to mean? Like, what? What is that supposed to be? Like, what? Dating me is like a dad joke? Here's a dad joke for you. Here's a joke that I heard that was really great. I forgot who the comic was, but great joke. But borderline a dad joke. It was like, I found out that my great-great-grandfather was a runaway slave. And at the same time, I also found out that, well, my great-great-great-great-grandmother was a bitch. Superb joke. But that is a dad joke. Obviously, black dad. But if you're Jewish, you know, I mean, you guys got some realms in there. I know you guys had some slaves out in Egypt. Maybe you could use that joke. But that's the joke. That's a dad joke. A never-ending dad joke. Man. I don't know. But anyway, we're at this place. We're at the bar. And your boy knows what he's doing. Because beer, I love beer. Beer is the best thing ever. But beer has turned into a dessert for me, man. I am 26, bro. I'm 26. Beer has turned into a dessert for me. Having one beer is killing my body, bro. My body doesn't know how to process it, so it's just like, let's just get big. You know, let's just get big. That's what my body wants to do. So your boy opts out for what? A vodka seltzer. That's what your boy does. Your boy opts out to do that. Because reality is, we're all gonna die. We're all gonna die. But we won't die in the best bods possible. We all want to die in the best bods possible. My time, I need to have the best bod. So your boy ordered a vodka seltzer. He's vodka seltzering in that night. He's like, okay. And you know what? Not that White Claw stuff. Let me be clear. Not a White Claw. Not a Truly. Not a neutral. Not any of those, man. I'm talking about an original vodka seltzer. A Russian. A vodka seltzer is what I'm talking about. Your boy got a vodka seltzer and goes out to sit with these girls and the girl across. And it's clear, right? It's interesting. Her sister is telling me that this girl that I find very interesting is interested in me. But she doesn't say anything. I'm like, all right, how is this possible? How can you read my mind? Are you reading my mind? No, maybe not. What's going on? So, and keep in mind, right? So I'm like, okay, you know what? This is going to be fun. This will be cool. Let's go hang out. You know, maybe not right now, but if you're interested, let's go hang out. She's like, cool, cool. She gives me Insta, gives me a number. I message her a few days later. I'm like, hey, do you want to hang out on this date? Maybe we can just be right there. We can go hang out, meet up at a different bar, or hang out, get some lunch, some dinner, some pretense just to hang out. She says, great. I'll be there at that time. Your boy goes. And she never shows up. She never shows up, man. Whole day, I'm like, okay, you know what? Your boy is going to go hang out with his boys. That's what happens after the thing. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't go. You go and you live your life. Now, next thing you know, I got a show. Got another show. Your boy's trying to make it out in this business, trying to do some comedy. So you know what? Your boy's doing comedy. That's how he gets out there. And then all of a sudden, guess who comes back? Guess who pops up? Ping! Hey, do you have a set tonight? Do I have a set tonight? That's what she said, man. Do I have a set? And then in my pride, like, part of me was just like, what is going on, man? What is this? What is this tactfulness? Do you just show up? Do you just want to... And the weird part is, it's not even, like, for the shows. Like, they just want to hang out after the shows. What is that supposed to mean? Like, I understand if you're trying to get through on a technicality because you know someone to see a show. Totally down. I totally get it. You're trying to work the system. I feel ya. I understand. In fact, I can respect that and I'll let you in. Fine. But I have a set. The person wants to hang out after the set again. No real reasoning behind any of it, but just wants to hang out again. And I'm like, and bro, when I say my pride was killing me, my pride was like, Julia, don't do this. Juju, don't do this. Juju bean, don't do this. Keep your beans in your pocket and your pockets in your beans, okay? Juju, no. But then, the comic friend that I went out with before, the sister DMs him too. And being like, yo, they want to hang out. So in my head, I'm thinking, all right, is this a go? Is this a not go? And my comic friend's like, yo, we gotta go. Look, we got nothing to do after this. We gotta go. I'm like, you know what? Fine, let's go. I swallowed my pride. But I kind of didn't at the same time. Because the first thing I walk in and I'm just like, hey, what's good? Yo, you know what's crazy? You didn't show up. First thing I said, she's like, oh, you know, all this stuff. And I'm just like, oh. She said, oh, all this stuff, I crashed. I'm like, yeah, you can let a boy know, you know. You can just let me know. But I didn't say that to her. I just said, okay, you know what? But I had to swallow my pride to even be here today. I wasn't even going to come. And all of a sudden, all these words, everything started displaying out. Like social jujitsu, bro. Everyone's just trying to say this, blah, blah, blah. His sister's doing the same thing again. This girl's eyeing me from the side. I'm just like, what's going on? Either you like me or you don't. Either you're interested or you don't. What is going on? This is how I know I'm on the cusp, man. That's how I know I'm on the cusp. That's how I know I'm a mix of millennial and Gen Z. Because Gen Z is like, what are you up to? Are we doing this? And then millennials were like, yeah, let's vibe out. But who knows, man? Who knows? But now I'm back at it. You know, your boy's back. Your boy's back in black. Back in black and black. We out here, man. Interesting though, interesting news. I got to talk to my mom though. I was talking to my mom, and you know that's weird. You know what's interesting about family members? You know how they will like send you a text or they'll send you a message that makes things seem a little more urgent than what it really is. You know, and so you're like, you start to panic. You're like, oh my god, what's going on? And my mom sends me a message. She's like, hey, I need to talk. We need to talk right now. Period. Don't worry, it's not crazy. Which is obviously the opposite of what that means, right? If anyone says, hey, we need to talk, period, don't worry, it's not that crazy, period, then why are you stressing the need, bro? This is playing with my anxieties. Bro, if it's not important, but hey, if it wasn't important, people would just be like, hey, how about you, message me back when you can. Clear. Time and day. No rush. You're chilling. But my mom goes, hey, we need to talk. Period. It's not that crazy. Period. Bro, my head's scrambling. Things are going around in my mind. Call my mom. My mom. What's going on? She's just like, oh, you know, nothing. Why are you panting? It's no worrisome. I'm just like, Mom, I'm about to go up. I'm about to go up and try to drop some hot fire on stage. She's like, oh, no, I just wanted to talk, sweetie. There we go again. Touchdown, Parrots. Look, I love my mom to death. I love her to death. And I to this day, but... But you gotta show it up with not that much anxiety, bro. You gotta come correct. Come chill, bro. When you enter the text or the chat room, you gotta chill, bro. I try to stress that all the time. My dad doesn't even like text. He just kind of just alphabetizes. He's just like, yo, period. Yeah, that's it. And I have to interpret it all. I have to interpret all of it. I'm like, oh, and I guess that means to call him. I'll call him. He's like, hey, why are you calling me? Because you said yo. That's exactly why. Who knows, man? Just trying to stay ordinary. I'm trying to get back to just being ordinary consistently, man. A consistent basis. Man. I started, roommate smoking a lot of weed. Which, you know, look, big purveyor of weed. Big fun, love weed. But every day? Every day? Like, has anyone ever done something so much that immediately turns you off to doing it? Like, it's just done because you've seen someone do it so much. And you're like, oh, I used to love that thing. Oh, that was the best thing to me because I was just like, it was nice to do it. But then you see someone do it every day, like every day. Man, I can't even eat Fruit Loops every day, bro. Actually, that's a lie. I can eat Fruit Loops anytime. Holla at Fruit Loops. Well, Kellogg's, right? Throw up. This should, yeah. Holla at Kellogg's, yo. But in moderation, right? That's what we try to stress. That's what we try to learn. You know, I'm trying to deal with my shit. I know your boy's on trying not to, you know, purveyor of drinking as much. Because truth is, you know, drinking I feel like used to be really cool. Or actually, because I'm Gen Z / middle cuss, there's like a huge dividing line between the drinkers and the druggies. And that's what it used to be, but I feel like now it's so definitive that like there are just people who don't drink. There's like sober places. Like there's a place for everyone now. Because of the internet. How did we do that, man? But I don't know how someone can do anything every day, you know? Like, I understand if you're married. You guys do each other every day. Well, no, not every day. Pause. It's not even every day, but, you know, you like that person. You know? But how can you do something every day? Like, if I was on a desert island, what would I need for every single day? I don't think I could do anything the same every single day. I mean, I brush my teeth every day. I shower every day. Maybe that's how it has to be. Because habit, you can make it habit forming, but you got to become the habit, you know? They say it's like it takes 21 days for you to effectively establish a habit. So maybe I have to smoke weed for 21 days and then, whew, I'll have the habit. And then I'll understand. It's like habitual for me, man. But I don't know, bro. Trying to stay normal. I'll tell you that much. Every day trying to get back to normal. But I'm on this quest, man. I'm on this quest. Jesus Christ. I need to get off my phone nowadays. Because I'm addicted. Yep, I said it. I'm addicted to my phone. And what, like, how can we form an addiction? Like, how does it start? Where does it end? You know? Because I, you know, you need your phone for nowadays everything. Emails, phone. People are always expecting that they can always get in touch with you. And that is something that I miss from the olden days. That's the only thing. Like, you know, you could have literally, back in the older days, you could literally take a, you could say, turn to your wife and kids and be like, I'm going on an expedition. I won't be back for like 3 years. And then they were just okay with that. That's what it was. Like, they were just okay with that. Oh, hey, sweetie. Hey, honey. Not gonna be here for 3 years, but take care of the kids, and you know, here's the house, and you know, don't fuck anyone when I'm gone. Okay, bye. Yo, ask any person to do that today. Hey, so you know, we're good, and I think we're cool, but I think I'm gonna go have fun and be on an expedition for about 3 years. Take care of the kids, and you know, watch the house, and bitch, you said what? That girl would slap the shit out of you. You wouldn't even get it out. You'd be like, hey, I'm gonna be gone for 3. She'll pull you by your dick and pull you right back in. I'll tell you that much. Can't do that shit anymore. That nomadic lifestyle is like becoming a different part of this metaverse, as in, like, Elon Musk. He's like, your boy doesn't own a house because he's a billionaire. He's a billionaire. That's why your boy doesn't need a house. He can own a continent. Well, actually, he can own a state. Right? I mean, how much does a state go for? Hold on. Actually, can you buy a state? Let me see. Can you buy a state? They would have to make the proposal to the U.S. State Department, who negotiates on the back. Whoa! So you could buy a state, but you gotta negotiate with the Prezi? Oh my God. And they say on average. They say on average. The amount for the state would be $1.886 trillion. So your boy can't even afford it. But there's negotiations. Buying at a premium? That's crazy. You could buy a state, but it's like that's the maximum. That is so crazy. You have to. Has to go through the Secretary of State directly onto the President, and then you have to negotiate with the Prezi. That is so wild. I mean, that makes sense. But, like, think about it. That's why you get a guy from, like, Saudi Arabia and be like, let me buy a Biowa. Like, you have a Saudi Arabian prince come in, and he's just like, I like these trees and animals. This will be my summer home. And just buys up Iowa. He turns Iowa into Iwetkistan, bro. This is beyond wild. Wow, you can buy a state. I think I'm gonna buy my own state. I'm gonna buy that state. I'll call it Juju Land. The land of all Jujus and all the Juju lands, man. You have to come in and you barter your system with juju beans? Bruh. If I owned a state, I would. The first 5 years would be sick. But the next 5 years, it's going into the ground. I'm just gonna be honest with you. Like, it'll be quick. I'm not saying I can run it forever, but I'll tell you, it'll be a quick rise and fall, but it'll be a nice ride as we all go, you know? That's what I can promise you. We can also say that the demographic will be like humans and just, well, it wouldn't be humans, it'd be juju beans, as I call you guys, my juju beans. You know, we just roam there and frolic there, just owning, and we'll do what we want, but in like a nice civilized manner, you know, not like a commune, but one that's like has the capitalistic ideals or the views or the looks of capitalism. But like it's also communistic, so there'd be buildings instead of huts and trees. Like the modern day commune, that'd be interesting. Damn. Juju land would be pretty sick, wouldn't it? I gotta make sure everyone gets like a nice acre. More than an acre, like 2 acres. And obviously we're gonna have a limit on humans. I mean, we can't have more humans. Like there'll be like a good amount of humans. But then at a certain point it'd be like there'll be like a year of no babies, and then it'd be a year of babies. Like every other year you can have babies. So if you're trying to get a baby, you're gonna have to have this like small window to get a baby. To prevent just like constant baby growth. Cause when you're walking down the street of any city now, you're just like, oh my god. Where did all these people come from? And you realize, oh my god. Essentially, yeah. No one's going to be from where they are from originally anymore. Because everyone's just trying to be that nomad lad, you know? But look, I'm happy you guys joined me on this episode, this week's pod episode. I know I haven't posted in a while, but I'm going to try to keep it up. I'm going to just try to do everything to become ordinary. Because everyone tells me that I am everything but ordinary. But I try to be ordinary every day. So remember, if you're trying to be spiritual, try not to poo or pee. If you do something every day, it's not going to be excelente, you know? And I think you should all join Juju and my Juju Beans. This would be cool. Because you guys are my Juju Beans. But look, my name's Juju Fevery. This has been Juju's Bizarre Podcast. You guys, again, you can find me on Instagram on Juju Fevery Comedy. And I'll be performing at Greenwich Village Comedy Club and Broadway Comedy Club Tuesdays and Saturdays, irrespectively. So, peace and love. And stay fresh, Juju Beans.